You're listening to Off the Court, a show dedicated to making you the best version of yourself as an athlete and as a person. I'm Coach Jack, CEO and owner of Close the Gate Hoops. If you want to take your life and game to the next level, this is the podcast for you. Let's get it. What up, gatekeepers? Back at you with another episode of Off the Court. Today, again, I have Coach Aaron and Coach Connor joining me to talk about, honestly, one of my favorite topics that is actually near and dear to my heart because it's something my dad told me was probably the most important aspect to follow and practice throughout your life. And it's the concept and practice of balance. And what I mean by balance is that basically everything you do throughout your life, to find a sense of content and happiness feeling, you have to find the middle ground with everything. So balancing out everything. And this goes with everything from sports, religiously to life, anything in that realm, it all has to do with balance. For example, practicing, people do this all the time. People think to be really, really flexible, that it can make you jump higher. Well, actually, if you're too flexible, that can be bad for you and you can actually hurt yourself more. And if you're under flexible, then that can also increase your chance of injury. So that's a perfect example of finding balance. Another perfect example of practicing balance in our own lives is me, Coach Aaron, and Coach Connor just went on a trip to New Orleans and Gulf Shores, Alabama. And we haven't really talked about it, but trying to figure out and schedule 3-on-3 with over 100 kids is probably one of the most stressful things that anyone can do. And taking that break and vacation of a week to just not think about CTG and to just enjoy our time with our friends was a great example of practicing balance. And doing things like that is necessary to keep a clear head and living a happy life. So I was going to give that little intro on my stance on balance, and I'll talk about it more later. But this is actually a topic that Aaron picked as well with me. So Aaron, why don't you start us off on some of the points you want to talk about on practicing balance throughout our life?
Yeah, that was absolutely much needed vacation. So here at CTG, we're like constantly preaching about hard work. And we don't want you to get the idea that you just need to be constantly grinding, never take breaks, never stop, right? Because that's just how you wear yourself out. And it's something that Jack likes to talk about too. It's overtraining, because when you overtrain, that can lead to like things like injuries or becoming burnt out, things like that. So when I was running in high school, I would take the summer off, and my coaches would get mad at me because they wanted me to train all summer. But I would always take the summers off because I knew that if I didn't take that summer off and I ran all year round, I would get completely burnt out and not enjoy it anymore. And so I guess that's just an example of me trying to balance out my life, I guess.
And it's the law of diminishing returns. Like, if you constantly work hard, your returns by the end of it are going to be way worse than your initial reason for working hard. And that goes right with overtraining with anything. And that's why, yes, we do preach working hard. Work ethic is probably the number one thing that stands out from any household names or anyone that you view as relative term of successful. But you have to work smart with that work hard. And working smart is knowing when you're overtraining or when you're getting on the brink of overtraining and when you need to take that break to balance out whether you're training or in your life in general.
Yeah, and it parallels really well with what my kind of philosophy was when I was running, because we'd have like a really hard workout day, and then the next day the most important thing was that you would recover. So like, it's not like you're just constantly grinding and pounding away and trying to get, I mean, you're trying to get as better as fast as possible, but you, in order to do that, you need to be able to recover and rest. You need to be able to balance that out.
And that's actually something I didn't understand until recently. Like I used to just go hard as I could every single day. Mm-hmm. So say I started on Monday and I go really, really hard for a workout. And then I go Tuesday really, really hard for a workout. By the time I get to Wednesday, my really, really hard workout's like 60%. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gaining. And this is the number one reason I think I can't jump high, is because I never gave my legs time to recover and actually reach maximum explosion. That's why you need to have plan out like hard on-court sessions and then light on-court sessions so that when your explosion from day to day will reach its peak value. Mm-hmm. But if you just constantly go hard, you're going to lose that explosion over time, which is exactly what I did.
Yeah, it's all about that balance. You got to find the middle ground between being lazy and having an extremely hard work ethic. You got to find a balance.
So we've been talking a lot of balance within the training realm. And in terms of life, Connor actually practices this better than anyone I know, and that's the balance of family. And this is something I need to get better at as well. But Connor's talked about this on a previous podcast, but his family goes to dinner. Like everyone that is in Janesville that could make the dinner, they normally have a family dinner on Sunday. And that's a perfect example of practicing balance so that they never fall too far away from each other, because every single week they come together and they regroup and they talk about what they did and things of that nature. That's a perfect example of practicing balance. And is that something you want to elaborate a little more on, Connor, and other ways that you've been practicing it?
Yeah. So like Jack said, and I think I've spoke upon this in previous maybe one podcast or maybe a couple, but like my balance with my family, I think is perfect. Like some families don't get to see their extended family. So whether that be cousins, aunts, uncles, even grandma and grandpa, but I get to see all of those people almost every Sunday. I mean, time permitting, like if something's going on or if we're all up north somewhere or if one family's up north, but we all try to make it. Not everyone makes it every Sunday. It's just because people got stuff going on, but it's a great way for us to catch up on each other, even though it's only been a week. And I'm definitely very thankful that my extended family, on my mom's side is all in Janesville.
And we talked about, we have our own episode on family is the core of happiness, but family, just like anything, can also be overextended to the point where it can't have the law of diminishing returns. Because if you spend all your time with family, then you're never going to be able to reach contentness and happiness from other areas of your life, like your career or your relationships, like a girlfriend or boyfriend. And this is actually something I think I did a good job in high school as well. Most people in high school find themselves always with their friends. Initially, I did have that. I was never home like 8th and 9th grade year. But then obviously the party scene came into effect. So I try to stay clear of that. So I think I had a good balance of hanging out with friends and then also spending time with family. But that's everything can be too much of and too little of. You got to find that sweet spot.
It is crazy to think when I picked this topic, I was just kind of thinking of a bunch of different examples. And it's literally like every single thing that you can think of, there can always be too much of it and there can always be too little of it. Which is it's just kind of cool to think about that.
And that's why I think like most of the people that we look up to, that's the number one thing that separates them from everyone else, is because they find that sweet spot. They spend that little time with family. They spend that little time for their career. They spend that little time getting more athletic or their health. And each day is strategically made to get almost 1% better at each of those. And that honestly is when we find true content, is when we find that perfect balance.
Yeah, going back to what Aaron said, you can almost, for literally anything, you can go back to it and think, is there too little or too much of it? I know, like, just for going back to my example of like every Sunday dinner, there's definitely times where, I don't know, like two family members will get in an argument about politics and you just think, and now that I think about it, it's like, okay, take a step back. It might be too much. Like, I don't know. I
mean, and that's another good example. Arguments can be good to an extent. Arguing too much is bad. Arguing too little is actually bad also, because you have to have two sides of a coin. You need to get other people's opinion to form a better opinion of your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like literally everything you can practice balance.
So then like literally the number one reason why I wanted to do this, this was the biggest thing for me, because just in general right now, life is increasingly becoming more and more fast paced, and it's becoming, there's more and more things to think about the more that we progress, I guess.
That's a good take.
So as life is becoming so fast paced, it's important to realize to slow down every once in a while. Right now, mental health is like a huge issue. And you often hear that, you know, the younger generations now are so soft, but it's becoming harder and harder to be able to balance everything out because there's more things to worry about. And that's why, a huge part of balance is organization, right? Organization of your mind, things like that. And you have to be able to try to slow down and not just be going 100% every time with everything.
And that's another perfect example. People think being sad, you should never be sad. Not being sad enough is actually a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Because what people do is they try and hold it in for as long as they possibly can. And then they eventually blow up because they were trying to hold in their sadness and things of that nature. So it's another thing. Being sad too much, yes, that's not good. Because when you're sad too much, that's, in my opinion, it's kind of a lack of gratefulness and not realizing majority of people that have it. Like when we were in New Orleans and we were looking around parts of the city, it's crazy how blessed, especially from the city of Janesville, all of us are. Mm-hmm. And all of us take that for granted. And we're not saying it's bad to be sad, but we're saying being sad too much and thinking like things, like I remember in high school, my thoughts were like, my life sucks. My life's unfair. It's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. We're extremely blessed and we need to be more grateful for that.
Especially right now. I mean, working with Close the Gate really closely with Jack and Connor, I've come to realize how, I mean, before I joined Jack, I didn't really realize how much was really going into this. Like, it, you know, you hear that we're running a basketball training company, you're just like, oh, they're just teaching kids how to play basketball. But there's so much more that goes into it. And it's like, it's extremely hard to balance. But I think the biggest reason why I think we're all able to do it is because we're able to balance out tasks to each other. We're able to organize them and things like that. So I guess that's just, I mean, that's a huge reason why we're able to do this. And
that's, and me trusting Aaron and Connor to do a lot of tasks that I give them is another art of practicing balance. Like, I have no idea where Close the Gate would be if I didn't have these two right next to me, and Ike, our film guy, of course. But the reason we were able to grow so much is because we did balance out those tasks. And that's a great example, Aaron.
Yeah, I don't, before you hired Ike, me and Aaron, like, I would just think, I'd obviously follow CTG on Instagram, Twitter, and everything social media wise, but like TikTok, it's just the little things, like two TikToks a day. You got to edit those TikToks. That takes time. It's the super little things that, like since Jack hired me and Aaron and Ike, like that he doesn't have to worry about, and it definitely reduces and improves Jack's mental state.
And like right now too, these podcasts take a lot of time. I mean, take time to plan for it. You got to make an outline for every single podcast. They take time to record, and then of course they take time to edit. And then you have to take time to post it on every single social media thing. Like, there's so many things that go behind the scenes, but it all comes back to intent. We love making these podcasts. And the reason for that is because our goal is to influence as many lives as possible. And so that's why I always come back to that. And that's why we love doing it.
I mean, that's why I think balance is one of the biggest keys to being successful, right? I mean, like anybody that wants to have a goal or wants to be successful, right? You're not going to be able to do that without balancing out your life. I mean, a lot of people define their own success as having a ton of money, lots of cool cars, a big house, right? But in reality, I mean, again, you got to have a balance. You can't just be flashy in all of this, because a lot of times those people are the ones that are not the happiest.
Yeah, seriously. And that's also reminding me of something too, Aaron. It's almost practicing balance is like a domino effect, because like when you're overtraining, like all I did in high school was shoot. That's literally all I did. I shot, ran my body into the ground. If I would have practiced the art of balance by trying to spend a little bit of time with friends, a little bit of time with family, maybe more time with my dog, that would actually help my recovery process with my training. Mm-hmm. So by doing that, that's actually helping other aspects of my life by trying to practice that balance. So it has a domino effect on like every little thing you do and habit throughout mm-hmm. your life.
Yeah. And I mean, like tying this into being a basketball player, it's like if it's like in basketball, right? You don't want to just be a knockdown shooter and terrible at everything else. You don't just want to be really good at rebounding and a terrible shooter and scorer, right? I mean, because the best kinds of basketball players are the ones that you can't take off the court because they don't have any weaknesses, right?
Yes,
if you're a point guard and you can shoot and you can score really well, but you keep turning the ball over, it's hard for a coach to keep you on the court because you're going to keep turning the ball over, right? So it's really important to be able to balance out what you're working on, right? And that's why we chase failure, so you can work on things you're not good at, so you can become more well-rounded.
For sure.
That's why LeBron's better than Michael Jordan.
No. But you do. You look at all those great basketball players, and all of them, yes, everyone does have weaknesses in terms of micro weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Like LeBron could probably get a little bit better at shooting, mm-hmm. or something of that nature. But when you look at their game as a whole, every really, really good basketball player, they were all super balanced. There wasn't any holes in their game.
Mm-hmm. And that's how their weaknesses like become more specific, because mm-hmm. they're just less, they're more well-rounded. So they have to start becoming more, they're more micro, if that
For
makes
sure.
sense.
Yeah. Cause you start with your weaknesses as they're bigger, but mm-hmm. the more and more you work on them, they just get smaller and smaller and smaller, mm-hmm. but they're still there. Like yeah. they're infinite.
Yeah. Like when our kids come in and they're like in like second grade, we ask them what their weaknesses, they'll be like, shooting, or like dribbling. Right. But the high school kids, you know, it might be like mid post or, you know, step back threes or something. I don't know.
For sure. That's a great point.
We constantly preach chasing failure, meaning that you're going to mess up and, you know, it's not always fun to mess up. But you also, there's got to be a balance, because you've got to be able to enjoy the process and enjoy what you're doing. Because in reality, if you're not really enjoying your life, you're kind of wasting your time, if that makes sense. And that's a huge reason people get burnt out, because they're not enjoying their time. They're not enjoying what they're doing. And they see those goals ahead. So that's why they're trying to chase failure, and they're trying to mess up so they can enjoy their time later. But if you're just wasting all this time just unhappy, there's really not much of a point of doing it, if that makes sense.
And to spend the process and enjoy the process, you have to be in the right state of mind. And there's no better way to be in the right state of mind than practicing balance.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Like, just to go off of, you must enjoy the process. It's kind of, I just kind of thought of like school. During school, like this year, you'd just have stress all the time. You felt like Monday through Friday. But like, to cope with that, to balance your stress, you need to have things to like enjoy in your life. Like, whether those are, like mine might be playing basketball after I just did 3 hours of homework. Going to hang out with friends and family, and or sitting down and watching the Bucks play or watching a movie. There's things that you would love to get to, but you at the same time, you need to help yourself at the same time.
Well, and with anything, you have to be in the right state of mind to actually get the full effect. Like, training in a better mood will give you better results. Like, if you're not in a good mood, you're not going to get as good of results. And the number one thing that can increase you as a player is, I always say this, is max intent. You have to be 100% focused on whatever movement or action you're doing. And if you're not in the right state of mind, you're probably thinking about something else. Like, if you're shooting and you're thinking about an argument you got during the day in high school, that your improvement on the shooting that you're doing right now would be much less if you were just focusing on the act. Like, I'm in this gym right now to get better at basketball. So a lot of that is focus, and that directly results from how content we are and how well we're practicing balance.
It's being in the moment.
Being in the moment. So to recap, gatekeepers, the number one piece of life advice my dad gave me was practicing balance. And that goes through everything in your life. And you can do a self-evaluation of this as well. And I think there's something, I'll actually Google this right now. You guys know Dave Ramsey, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a financial guy.
I've heard his name before.
Yeah, he does some life stuff too. And Dave Ramsey has this like seven wheel of life. So like seven main aspects of life that you should work on. But that's kind of, so like right here, and this goes for more adults, gatekeepers, if you're younger listening to this, but he calls it the wheel of life, and you have career, financial, spiritual, physical, intellectual, family, and social. That is a perfect example of practicing balance. And what you could do is go through all of those and think of things that you're spending too much time with and too little time with. But things like that, that's a perfect example of practicing balance, is the wheel of life. If any of you gatekeepers are finding yourself in a rut or not in a good place lately, just think of balance and finding that balance with everything you do. That's how you're going to find true content and true happiness. Do you guys want to do a little speed round?
Of course.
Okay. You heard me talk about Dave Ramsey's seven wheel of life, right?
Yes.
What's the number one thing out of all those that you could do a better job of practicing balance?
Can you say them again?
Career, family, spiritual, financial, social, physical, and intellectual. Dang, those are good.
Intellectual, for sure.
So self-improvement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, kind of like my own mind, I think, would be mine.
Yeah. So like just improving yourself on how smart you are and stuff and and how you think, like your mindset. Mm-hmm.
That would definitely be mine.
Okay. Mine personally would probably be spiritually. I mean, I used to be super religious, but I've been probably pretty distant from God as of late. And a lot of that has to do with my busy work schedule. That's a perfect example. I got to do a better job of practicing balance and finding time. Honestly,
I'm trying to improve on that too.
Yeah.
There's a couple of those that I would say that.
I think spirituality is necessary to live a fulfilled life. And not saying any religion is better than the other religion, but the older and older you get, the more and more it's going to sink in that you're going to leave at some point. And to live a life of betterment of other people, you have to have that aspect of mm-hmm. spirituality.
One of my favorite part of it is it gives you like faith. Like it gives you something to like to see, to look forward to, or to like, first of all, it sets your values and you kind of like can live in a certain way. And then it just gives you faith and something to look forward to. And it gives you like hope and knowing that you're not just going to like be gone forever one day.
You'll live a better overall life in terms of people around you and just yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be, I think, intellectual too, just because self-improvement, and you can always make yourself better and other people around you better.
That's good. These are the three that I could do better at. I could be better spiritually. I should spend more time with my family. And social.
Western Conference final matchup, Eastern Conference final matchup, then finals matchup and winner.
Okay. We got the Bucks and the 76ers. The Bucks are going to the finals. Then for the West, what do we want in the West? To go. Let me think. The Lakers are losing first round to the Suns.
That is bold. That is bold right there.
Chris Paul's coming back. Who's the three?
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets, they're gonna lose. Dang, who's gonna come out of the West?
Bro, Barkley.
The Grizzlies.
Barkley said his finals matchup at the start of the year was the Blazers and Bucks.
Whoa. I like it. I'm going Blazers in the finals versus the Bucks. Oh,
who's winning?
The Bucks.
Obviously.
That's actually good. I like that.
That's crazy, because when I first heard that, I thought it sucked, but that might happen. I would say, are the Clippers down 2-0 right now?
Yes, the Clippers are going to lose.
Wow.
I think they're going to lose.
All right, I'll go. Well, the Bucks are obviously going to the finals. They're going to beat the 76ers in the conference finals. And then it's tough to pick against the Lakers, dude.
I think Mavericks-Blazers is a realistic matchup.
Really? I got the Lakers, dude. I got the Lakers Bucks in the finals. I got the Bucks winning.
Your question.
If you could live anywhere other than right here in Janesville, where would you live?
Funny question, Aaron. My mom's always talked about living in South Carolina. So honestly, I'm probably, I mean, we'll still have CTG all over Wisconsin, but we're probably going to move CTG down to wherever my mom goes, stay close to family.
I have a couple family members in Florida, except I've been to Florida too much. I go there for like every year for vacation. So I would say Alabama, Texas, maybe Louisiana.
Connor loves Louisiana.
I'm going down to the bayou, baby. I'm going down to the south.
I mean, I used to think about this all the time, is I always thought I would stay in Janesville, but you hear me on this podcast preaching about not playing it safe, mm-hmm. and not want to take risks. Janesville is a super, like, you know what you're going to get in Janesville. Like, it's not bad, mm-hmm. but it's not amazing as well either. So I honestly think I will move out of Janesville when I get older, just because I'm a risk taker and I want to see what life's like on the other side.
My dream would be to live in like multiple different places, like multiple live
mini vacations.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, like live somewhere a couple years, go try something new. Cause I want to explore, you know, I want to see
travel
bunch of different
for
places.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Gatekeepers, for listening to another episode of Off the Court. I really hope you soaked in this information about balance, because this is the number one piece of life advice that my dad gave me, and that even I can do a better job of practicing, but I know this is how you truly find content throughout your life and true happiness. So thanks again, Gatekeepers, Coach Aaron, Coach Connor, and me, Coach Jack. We out, baby. Peace.